Hallelujah. So good to be back. You may be seated. Isn't it wonderful? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. There's definitely something special about gathering in the name of Jesus. Amen. Nothing compares with that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. I'm so glad to see your faces today. We just took a chance and decided to try, and we're here. Praise God. So, we don't want to make too much noise, but if we do, well, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How many of you can say that God kept you till this day? Amen. Hallelujah. Things have happened. We've had tough times. We've had all kinds of information going to our mind and affecting our senses, and you may even have felt symptoms in your body, but thank God He brought you out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the only thing we can say is thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't forget Psalm 91. Hold on to it. In the Torah or the Talmud, the recipe for healing for anybody was that they should go and read Psalm 91 7 times every day. Hallelujah. 7 times every day. That was what they were prescribed as the medication. Hallelujah. So I believe that if you just stick with this and overdose yourself on this, that no plague will come near your dwelling place. Not come near your house. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can we say that in the Talmud or the old dispensation of the Jews? That there was a prescription given for any sickness. That they would tell them to read the 91st Psalm 7 times a day. That was their treatment for any sickness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know you're not reading it once a week. Praise God. How many of you know that you're not reading it once a week? Amen. What is your life? It's the Word of God. Hallelujah. What is your health? It's the Word of God. Amen. So if you need more, take more. Amen. Don't reduce it. Take more. Hallelujah. It will drive everything else out. Praise God. It will drive every curse out. Praise God. Just increase it. It's like, you know, driving rats away from your house. Just open the tanker, blast the thing nicely. The rats will disappear. Amen. Full tank of it. Just load it. It will displace every curse. Let it be full. Let it overflow. The curse will pack and go. Amen? Praise God. So they said 7 times a day. If you need more, 14 times, 20 times a day. What will happen to you after 3-4 days? Amen? So just like you flush out some pests or some rats out of the house with a force of water, that's how the word will work. Shall we say that?
ಹೇಗೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಮನೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಇಲಿಗಳು ಮತ್ತೆ ಕ್ರಿಮಿ ಕೀಟಗಳನ್ನು ಓಡಿಸ್ತೀವೋ ಅದೇ ರೀತಿಯಾಗಿ ವಾಕ್ಯವನ್ನು ಕೀರ್ತನೆ 91 ನಾವು ಧ್ಯಾನ ಮಾಡಬೇಕು.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. So I leave you in the capable hands of the word of God. You know, Paul said, I commit you unto God and to the word of his grace. He was leaving and he said, the only thing I can do is give you to God and his word. That word of grace will build you up and give you your inheritance. Amen. Paul may be leaving. Paul has left. But the word is here and it will give us our inheritance. Amen. So you saw 2021, half year is over. Praise God. But you're still here.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I did not use any other mantra. I just used the word of God. How many of you use the word of God? Amen. Whatever is coming, then next one, next one, next one, whatever. It's coming. This and that are all coming. Praise God. But the word is settled forever in heaven. It must be established on the earth out of your mouth and the witnesses in the word of God. Amen. Can we say that also? That every kind of sickness and curse is on the way still.
ಇನ್ನ ಮುಂದೆ ದಿನಗಳಲ್ಲೂ ಕೂಡ ಬಹಳಷ್ಟು ಒಂದು ವ್ಯಾಧಿಗಳು ಮತ್ತೆ ಒಂದು ಅನಾರೋಗ್ಯಗಳು ಕೂಡ ಬರ್ತಾ ಇದೆ.
They're coming. They're going to be bigger and bigger.
ಇನ್ನ ದೊಡ್ಡ ದೊಡ್ಡದಾಗಿ ಬರುತ್ತದೆ.
Because the devil and man have joined together.
ಯಾಕಂದ್ರೆ ಮನುಷ್ಯನು ಸೈತಾನನ್ನು ಒಟ್ಟಾಗಿದ್ದಾರೆ.
And they have decided to destroy.
ಅವರು ತೀರ್ಮಾನ ಮಾಡಿದರೆ ಎಲ್ಲವನ್ನು ನಾಶ ಮಾಡಬೇಕೆಂಬುದಾಗಿ.
But Jesus did not leave you here by chance.
ಆದರೆ ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನು ಇಲ್ಲಿ ನಿನ್ನ ಒಂದು ಆಕಸ್ಮಿಕವಾಗಿ ನಿನ್ನ ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಬಿಡಲಿಲ್ಲ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He gave you the power, the word. The word of his grace to give you your inheritance. If you could not, he would have taken you home that time itself. Who cares for his children more than a father like his? How will he leave you here if he does not know that you have the power to deal with it?
ಓ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಹೇಗೆ ಬಿಟ್ಟು ಹೋಗಕ್ಕೆ ಸಾಧ್ಯ, ನಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿ ಆ ಒಂದು ವಾಕ್ಯದ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಇಲ್ಲ ಎಂಬುದಾಗಿ.
Hallelujah. He's better than any father.
ಓ ಎಲ್ಲ ಒಂದು ತಂದೆಕ್ಕಿಂತ ಉತ್ತಮವಾದ ತಂದೆಯಾಗಿರುತ್ತಾನೆ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He knows you can deal with it successfully. You can win every time and then go home when you're satisfied with Jesus. Hallelujah.
ಅದರಿಂದ ಪೂರ್ತಿಯಾಗಿ ತೀರಿದ ನಂತರ ನಾವು ಮನೆಗೆ ಹೋಗ್ತೀವಿ ಅಂತ ಕೂಡ ಆತನಿಗೆ ಗೊತ್ತು.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
We are all going through it.
ನಾವೆಲ್ಲರೂ ಕೂಡ ಅದರಲ್ಲಿ ಹೋಗ್ತಾ ಇದೀವಿ.
We're going through.
ಮುಂದೆ ಸಾಗ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದೇವೆ ನಾವು.
ಆಮೆನ್.
ಆಮೆನ್.
ಹಲ್ಲೆಲೂಯಾ.
ಹಲ್ಲೆಲೂಯಾ.
ಲೆಟ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇ ಟುಗೆದರ್. ಲೆಟ್ಸ್ ರಿಸೀವ್. ಆಮೆನ್.
ಎಲ್ಲ ಒಟ್ಟಾಗಿ ಕೂಡಿ ನಾವು ಹೊಂದಿಕೊಳ್ಳೋಣ.
ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸೋ ಗ್ಲಾಡ್ ಯು ಕೇಮ್ ಟುಡೇ.
ದೇವರಿಗೆ
ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ. ಆಮೆನ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಯಂಗ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಚರ್ಚ್. ಹಿಸ್ ನೇಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಜಾನ್ ವೆಸ್ಲಿ. ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಆಫ್ ಯು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದ ತಾಡಿವಾಲಾ ಇಸ್ ಗಾನ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಯಂಗ್ ಗೈ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಗೇನ್. ಪ್ರೈಸ್ ಗಾಡ್. ಹಲ್ಲೆಲೂಯಾ. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸೋ ಗ್ಲಾಡ್. ಯು ನೋ, ಗ್ರೋ ದ ತಾಡಿ, ಶೇವ್ ದ ತಾಡಿ, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್, ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಡು ಇಟ್. Because it's all from home anyway. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Anyway, I would like to, you know, invite our dear brother Anoop, Pastor Anoop, who has been with us for years, and he has been a faithful person. That is the greatest certificate that God can give anybody, is that somebody is faithful. Hallelujah. Come, brother. Amen. If you look in the Bible, what Jesus says for people as a reward is, faithful, faithful, faithful servant, faithful. Somebody who is faithful. Amen? Praise God. So that's all I can say, brother. I thank God for your faithfulness.
Thank you, Pastor.
And I believe that we will enjoy. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. So good to be back in church. Amen? Hallelujah. How many of you are happy to be gathering back? Hallelujah. I know it's so convenient to just press a finger and watch everything and not be connected and be remotely there. Hallelujah. But whenever you have an opportunity, try to gather. Amen. Hallelujah. So, doesn't matter whatever rules they put, do your best to meet up. Hallelujah. See, if you isolate yourself, you're going to be messing with the wrong things. Amen. So there is a part of you who wants to do that. So that's called the flesh. And that's where the devil also will get involved. So, but if you would force yourself to fellowship, to meet up, to gather, and do something spiritual. Hallelujah. So how many of you during these times gathered together and did something spiritual? I mean, we all can gather together and do so many fleshy stuff, right? Hallelujah. And we can do things which is not spiritual. Hallelujah. But when we gather together and do something spiritual, I think that's going to rub on each other. That's called, you know, iron sharpens iron. Hallelujah. Amen. So whatever happens, try to do something to meet people. Amen. Hallelujah. Push yourself to that. You know, I knew if I would just stay on my own, I will die. I don't know whether you have realized it or not. That's what will happen. That's what will happen. If you just isolate yourself, you're going to be just be depressed and depressed, and devil will get involved. Hallelujah. And you will eventually just be thinking and looking only dead. And that's what happened to me. Amen. Hallelujah. So when I came here, hallelujah, I thank God for the church God has kept for me. Hallelujah. So when you see the waters, you just jump into it. Hallelujah. Don't stand there and complain, I am dry. Hallelujah. When the water is in front of you, jump. Step into it. Hallelujah. Have a bath. Swim. Hallelujah. And your life is going to be refreshed. Hallelujah. You're going to have some answers. You're going to hear. You know, somebody would be saying something and God can use him to say what exactly you need to hear. Where the guy who's saying himself wouldn't have realized that he has said something. And that's the anointing of God when we come together as a church. Hallelujah. There is a corporate anointing when we come together. Hallelujah. And great things happen. Oh, praise God. Amen. You know, I consider a great privilege to stand here. You know, this is a pulpit that has defended the truth for years. I would say decades. Hallelujah. Preach the same message without altering it. No compromise. Didn't drop the standard. And God is the backing of this pulpit. No man. Hallelujah. No other supply was the backing of this, but God and God alone. Hallelujah. So it's a great honor to even come here and stand here because, hallelujah, what God is doing in our midst. People may say it lightly. People may look at it very loosely and you won't even celebrate what's going on here. But when you get into the realm of the eternities, you will realize, oh my God, what a mess. Why did I miss that? Hallelujah. Let's not have any such regrets, but just jump into the river. Hallelujah. Partake and have a swim. Hallelujah. Get involved. Flow where the river is flowing. Hallelujah. Move with God. Hallelujah. If the river is going up, hallelujah, go. I don't know whether the river goes up, but hallelujah. But wherever the river is taking you, jump into it. Hallelujah. So all that is required to flow with the current is to just jump in and learn to float. And you can float it with your mouth. Hallelujah. With the words of your mouth, with the thoughts of your heart being set there, being anchored there, you can float. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you, you know, we haven't really realized so much about Jesus and the Word before we called Him as our Lord. Isn't it? Hallelujah. But all that we knew was from that depth of our hearts, we just called and said, Jesus! That's all. You are my Lord. What a beautiful thing to do. Jesus, you are my Lord. Hallelujah. A cry, not from the head, from the spirit. A cry from the depths of your heart because you heard something. You believed something. And you said, Jesus, you are my Lord. Can you just say that? Jesus, you are my Lord. Hallelujah. Can we hear that one more time? Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You know, I wrote something, you know, from the, you know, we have Bible apps and, you know, wonderful tools. And the word Lord, you know, it means master. Amen. The word Lord means, that's what you said, you are my master. Amen. Hallelujah. And then it means to be supreme in authority. Hallelujah. He's the most enthroned one in my life. That's what the word Lord means. Amen. Hallelujah. And it says, he to whom a person or thing belongs, about which he has power of deciding. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Or another word is called as controller. Hallelujah. We don't like these words. You know, there is a part of it, I don't like to be controlled. I don't like to be controlled. There is a part of you. You know, when we were youths, we were super in it. Hallelujah. We will do things in front of you, but in the inside, I'm not going to submit. I'm the most rebelled. Hallelujah. So we like those military in movies and, you know, things like that. We just want to rebel. That part is still there with you. That's called your flesh. Hallelujah. You listen to him. He will always want to be on his own and do everything contrary to your lordship of Jesus. Hallelujah. But here the word Lord means, Jesus, you are my controller. Wow. You have those remote control cars. You know, the you turn this way, it turns. You're not touching it, but from remotely, you're controlling it, isn't it? Hallelujah. But when you say, Jesus, you are my Lord, you're saying, you control me. You know that God will never force you. It's the devil who forces you. Hallelujah. But if you let him speak to you, he will speak to you. If you let him guide you, he will guide you. Hallelujah. So as his, under his lordship, if he is actually our Lord, and if you're watching and you've not accepted Jesus, this is the best time to be saved. You don't have to do anything. I mean, can you imagine? This is the best time. This is the age of the church. Hallelujah. And all that you need to do is believe and call on that name, that he died for us. He took away our sin. Hallelujah. He went to hell for us. Like we sang today. You know, it was for our sin that he went there. But he rose from the dead so that you can be right with God. I can be right with God. So all that is required is to accept and say, Jesus, you are my Lord. And you're saved. Amen. Hallelujah. So praise God. So if Jesus is your Lord, then I don't have the right to do whatever I like. I cannot live anyhow the way I feel like. I cannot behave anyway the way I feel like doing it, or whatever people are doing. I cannot just do that, because he is now your controller. Hallelujah. I cannot say, Lord, because everybody is going like that, I also need to do something. No. You need to stop and listen back. Hallelujah. And see what the master is saying. Hallelujah. Where he is controlling you to go. Hallelujah. You know, Paul wanted to go and preach there, and the Spirit said, don't go. He controlled him. Hallelujah. He wanted to go to another place. He said, no, you're not going there. He wanted to go there and preach the gospel. But he said, no. Why? He is controlling him. Why? Because he allowed him to be controlled. He submitted to that lordship. Hallelujah. And he had a vision, and he said, go to Macedonia. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Is Jesus our Lord? Or is only for some people he is Lord? Or only the time we get saved he is Lord? I know it's tough things to ask. Hallelujah. When we want to, you know, many times we want to just escape hell and have all the controls with us till we leave the earth. Just want to escape hell. Hallelujah. That's just the natural worldly thinking. You know, just make sure that you're insured that when you die, you won't miss. But the remaining thing, I just do whatever I like. Hallelujah. Everything, the remaining thing, I'll just do whatever I feel like. Good. No control there. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But what's the point? It's better to go to heaven, right? Amen. Hallelujah. And you're missing all that time. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, thank you, Jesus. Let's just pray and trust God. Can you believe God with me together? Amen. Hallelujah. So, we must just do what he's telling us to do. We must go where he's telling us to go. Hallelujah. And we must be just led as he's. You know, we don't know so many things. But God will honor that smallest effort that you put. Hallelujah. Like Pastor would say, that childlike baby steps. That's all he wants. Take that desire and make a small step. Hallelujah. Make that small speaking. Hallelujah. Release that words out of your mouth. And God will take it and push his power into it and make it work. That's all we need to do. Hallelujah. So for that, there is a lot of struggle between, you know, these 2 years. Hallelujah. So every day we must return to that place and say, Jesus, you are my Lord. You are my master. Hallelujah. If you don't like the way I'm dressing, please let me know. Hallelujah. If you don't like the way I'm talking, Lord, I'm ready to change. Hallelujah. If you don't like the way I'm riding or driving, I mean, we got work to do, but hallelujah, Lord, I'm open. Lord, I'm open. Hallelujah. If you don't like the way I'm dancing, Lord, I'm open. Whatever. Hallelujah. You just sing, you are my Lord. Can you see you're giving control? You give control with your mouth, with your heart, with your thoughts. Hallelujah. What you're doing, you are surrendering and consecrating your life. So when you start to live like that, you are growing in the things of God. Hallelujah. You're not just stuck into one pattern. You are open to correction. Hallelujah. There is wealth to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the righteous. Oil means that oil of correction. Amen. Hallelujah. So we come to church. We hear. You can sit nicely. Smile nicely. But oil is happening, man. Oil correction is going on you. And you're like, oh, praise God. Let it flow. Let it flow. Hallelujah. It's precious to me. Amen. So praise God. Let's just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we trust you today. We thank you for helping us to hear and receive whatever you have for us today. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that you are our Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you have saved us from sin. Thank you, Lord, that you have made us your righteousness. Thank you, Lord, that we are your righteousness. We thank you that we will never see hell. Thank you, Lord, that we will ever be with you. Thank you, Lord, that our future is so settled, is so secure. Hallelujah. Thank you that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you that you have healed us by your stripes. Thank you, Lord, that you redeemed us from the present evil age. Thank you, Lord, that you will keep us until that day. We worship you. We thank you for the plan and the purposes for each one of our lives individually and collectively as a church. Thank you that you are the one who is faithful to perform it, to bring it to pass, to perfect those things. We commit ourselves to you and unto your power. We thank you for the mighty friend, our great God, the Holy Ghost in our midst. We worship you. Thank you for helping us to have your way, to flow with you, to yield to you and receive from you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17 and verse 1. I believe God will speak to you. So agree with me that we will have what heaven has. Not what we prepared, not what we desired, but what heaven has for us, we will hear today. Amen. Hallelujah. So keep your expectations high. Hallelujah. And we'll trust God. Amen. So it says, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, they shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Hallelujah. So we'll hear that in Kannada, Brother John. Thank you.
ಗಿಲ್ಯಾದನ ನಿವಾಸಿಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ತ್ರಿಪ್ಷಿಯನಾದ ಎಲಿಯನು ಅಹಾಬನಿಗೆ ಯಾವತನ ಸಮ್ಮುಖದಲ್ಲಿ ನಿಲ್ಲುತ್ತಾನೋ ಆ ಇಸ್ರೇಲಿನ ದೇವರಾದ ಕರ್ತನ ಜೀವದಾಣೆ ನನ್ನ ಮಾತಿನ ಪ್ರಕಾರವಲ್ಲದೆ ಈ ವರ್ಷಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಮಂಜುಷ ಮಳೆಯು ಬೀಳುವುದಿಲ್ಲ ಅಂದನು.
Hallelujah. Amen. So Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead. Amen. Very interesting. There is no other information about Elijah before that. Hallelujah. It just said, you know, Brother John Wesley from Koramangala. So it's like a place like that. No other information. No other background. No other genealogy. So it just says he's a nobody. But in James it says Elijah was a man less like us. He didn't say a quotation saying prophet Elijah. No, it's just Elijah was a man just like us. So it was a nobody, Elijah the Tishbite. That's the place where he came from. And he comes to this person called Ahab, who is a king, a wicked king. Hallelujah. And he says, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew, nor rain these years, but according to my word. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter whether you are a nobody. What matters is whether you have a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, you are set apart the moment you have something from the Spirit from heaven inside you. Hallelujah. When you have a word from the Lord, that sets you apart from everything else. See, Bible says the believing sanctifies the unbelieving. Hallelujah. What you believe sets you apart in this world. Hallelujah. You are far above because of that word that is now in your heart and in your lips. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why it's important to believe and speak and continue to believe, because that's what overcomes the world. Hallelujah. So here it says he comes to this king called Ahab. Now, there was no crying, there was no falling down, nothing, and say, oh, king, and then he gives the word, nothing. He just comes and blasts him. So let's go and read a little bit back the previous chapter, and chapter 16, and see a small history about who is this Ahab. Amen. So let's start with his father, and you can keep reading, you know, at home. More about it, but in verse 25 in chapter 16, he says, but Omri wrought evil in the eyes of the Lord and did worse than all that were before him. That is his dad. Wow, what a reputation. He did evil in the eyes of who? The Lord, more than all that were before him. What a caption. That I was famous for doing maximum wickedness than anybody else. Hallelujah. That's his dad. Okay. Now comes his son. And verse 30 says, and Ahab the son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. What a lineage. Hallelujah. You have one guy who is maximum. Now his son comes who's overtaken him in wickedness, in evil. Wow. That's some thing that's coming up, right? Next generation is going in magnitude of wickedness. Oh, hallelujah. So they were kings of the northern part of Israel. Hallelujah. So now look at Ahab. And verse 31. And it came to pass. I mean, we will read verse 25 and 30 in Kannada.
Adare Omriyanu Kartana Samukadali Kettatana Madi Tanage Munche Idda Yellariginta Kettavanagidda Nadidanu. Verse 30. Adre Omriya Maganada Ahabano Tanage Munche Idda Yellariginta Kartana Munde Hechu Ketatanavanu Madidanu.
Hallelujah. Now verse 31 says, and it came to pass as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of the king of Sidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. Wow. Now, to add to that, and to see this is such a light thing to do, so much of wickedness, he goes and does these things. We may not really understand what's wrong in marrying Jezebel. Hallelujah. Until you realize where she is coming from and what she has done. And even God, Jesus is blasting one church about in Revelations 2:20 about it. Wow. So she is super wicked. Hallelujah. So in those times, the marriages was like an alliance. Amen. There'll be like something like tit for tat. Hallelujah. You marry Jezebel. Jezebel is going to bring Baal and the whole gods and the whole thing. She's come to evangelize that place. Hallelujah. And she is totally against the worship and the service of the holy God. Amen. So Israel is a nation who says there is only one God. Hallelujah. Yahweh. Oh, glory, glory, God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is only one God. Amen. But she comes and wants to mess that up. Hallelujah. So if you start reading about her, I don't think we will go into all that. She was a pagan queen, bringing her worship into the kingdom of Israel. And you know, hallelujah, she was a killer, a prostitute, a cruel, wicked, murderer, greedy, And she was bringing the religion of Baal with many gods, with ritual sex and temple prostitutes. All right. Hallelujah. So he goes and have alliance with this person. So what's going to happen? He's the head, but she's the one who controls everything. Hallelujah. See, whether you like it or not, what is on the top trickles down all the way to the bottom. And it will start affecting that nation and their culture. And what else did they do? If you start reading the whole context of the story, you will see, let's read the next verse also. It says verse 33, and Ahab made a grove. And Ahab did more to provoke the Lord of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. You know, this is talking about the same few verses. How much he's provoking the Lord. Hallelujah. How much he's doing evil in the sight of the Lord. And here you think, oh, it's just that. What's wrong in making a garden? But it's not just a garden. Hallelujah. It was groves of idol worship. Hallelujah. Talking about sacred trees and bringing all these kind of so-called gods along with it. So she comes and perverts that place. Perverts that nation and its people. Kills all the prophets of the Lord. And she brings in, if you go and read the next chapter, and Elijah talking, it says about, talking to Ahab, he says she has brought 450 prophets, and then 400 prophets of this, from this place, hallelujah, from this grove, and they are eating from her table, the king's table. That means the nation is supporting that. The nation's resources is now going for promoting this wickedness and this pervertness. Does it sound familiar in the time that we are living in? Yeah. Hallelujah. Now you can see, and they have killed all the prophets of God, but actually not all the prophets, but most of them. Hallelujah. And into that place comes Elijah the Tishbite. Nobody. But what matters is, he's got something from God. One word from God can change a nation. One word from God can change everything. And he comes and says to Ahab, hallelujah, let's read that verse again. And I think we didn't read verse 31 and 32 and 33.
Nebatana maganada Yerobamana papagalalli nadiyuvudu avanige alpavagittu avanu ಚಿದೋನ್ಯರ ಅರಸನಾಗಿರುವ ಯತ್ಬಾಳನ ಮಗಳಾದ ಯಜಬೇಲನ್ನು ಮದುವೆಯಾಗಿ ಬಾಲನನ್ನು ಸೇವಿಸಿ ಅವನಿಗೆ ಅಡ್ಡಬಿದ್ದನು. ಇದಲ್ಲದೆ ತಾನು ಸಮರ್ಯದಲ್ಲಿ ಕಟ್ಟಿಸಿದ ಬಾಲನ ಮನೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಬಾಲನಿಗೆ ಬಲಿಪೀಠವನ್ನು ಕಟ್ಟಿಸಿದನು. ಅಹಾಬನು ತೋಪನ್ನು ಹಾಕಿಸಿದನು. ಹೀಗೆ ಅಹಾಬನು ಇಸ್ರಾಯೇಲಿನ ದೇವರಾದ ಕರ್ತನಿಗೆ ಕೋಪವನ್ನು ಎಬ್ಬಿಸುವ ಹಾಗೆ ತನಗೆ ಮುಂಚಿನ ಇಸ್ರಾಯೇಲಿನ ಅರಸುಗಳಿಗಿಂತ ಅಧಿಕವಾಗಿ ಕೆಟ್ಟತನ ಮಾಡಿದನು.
Hallelujah. You know, our God is so beautiful. Hallelujah. He is so good. No need to provoke him. Hallelujah. He is so merciful and good. 17 verse 1 it says, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel lives. So he's talking something about the God of Israel. Hallelujah. And they have broke down. They broke down the things. They have built up all these weird things. Amen. Hallelujah. We didn't get into all those details. And he says, you know, before the Lord, before whom I stand, there shall be no dew, no rain these years, but according to my word. Hallelujah. So we can see that here. Elijah just comes like that. So you should know that he could be afraid because the prophets were killed before him. But he came here with some boldness. And that boldness came because of the word that he heard from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you back up a little verses, God has always been like this. He said, if you would follow my commandments, if you will hear my word and do my word, hallelujah, I will open the heavens for you. I will pour out such blessing and rain on your land. Hallelujah. That you will possess and increase and be such a blessing. Hallelujah. But then also he says, if you do not follow, hallelujah, and go after other gods, the heavens will be shut. Amen. We can hear that in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13. Let me read that. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments. That is Deuteronomy 11, 13, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Hallelujah. You know, how do you love him? By believing his word and acting on his word. Hallelujah. It's a proof that you love him. Amen. And he says that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your corn and your wine and your oil. And I will send grass in your field for your cattle, that you may eat and be full. So if you would follow and act on the word, it's the same. If you would believe and act, you will be kept. If you believe and act, you will be satisfied in the days of famine. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Amen. So, but then verse 16 says, take heed to yourself that your heart be not deceived and you turn aside and serve other gods. Hallelujah. Look at that. If you take heed to yourselves, take heed to yourself that your heart be not deceived. You know, you can let your heart be deceived. If you decide to get it deceived, it will deceive you. You have to guard. Be diligent to. So make sure you're not listening to every nonsense out there. Hallelujah. You don't have to go and, listening and be so in tune with what's the news. Because you're going to be deceived. Guess who is behind that? The deceiver of the world. And you're going to be deceived. Hallelujah. So if you would not listen, so the best way to do that is, irrespective of what's going out there, continue to believe and act. That will keep you away from deception. Hallelujah. That will keep you in who you are truly. Amen. Hallelujah. And then it says, take heed to yourself that you not heart be deceived, that you turn aside. Hallelujah. Turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Wow. You know, as believers, you may not really have an idol, but money can be an idol. Jesus nicely divided it. Either it's him or it's money. Hallelujah. You can easily, quickly be deceived. Hallelujah. If you're not careful, you can be deceived and you will be going after this. That's an idol. Hallelujah. And what's going to happen? Here it says, you serve other gods and worship them. Then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you and he shut up the heaven that there be no rain. And the land yield not her fruit, lest you perish quickly from off the ground of the good land which the Lord gives you. Wow. So this is something that was written before Elijah. Hallelujah. So Elijah must be in the presence of the Lord. He must be having this word and worshiping him with this word. Hallelujah. And he knew this is what's going to happen. What's going to happen? Everybody is going to perish. The whole nation is going to perish. You know, God is into not destroying nations. He is into saving nations. Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the world, but to save them. Hallelujah. So in his great mercy, here comes this man with a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. So can you see, this is not a message of condemnation. Hallelujah. This is a message of salvation for the nation of Israel that has gone away from God. Who's killed his prophets. Who's brought in foreign gods. Hallelujah. And coming with such force. Hallelujah. And here comes a man. And through that man, God's going to save this nation. That's the plan of God. Hallelujah. So he comes and says something. Hallelujah. And he comes and says, there shall be no rain until at my word. So there is a gift of God operating here. There's a gift of special faith. Amen. Hallelujah. So we all have saving faith. By which we believe, by which we move, by which we, walk. Hallelujah. But there is another gift of God that is operating, which is not as I will, but as the Spirit wills, where I've come to the end of my faith and another faith comes in. And when you're in that gift, which is from heaven, you know you are in such sync with God that God honors your word as his. and he will bring to pass what you say and bring the miraculous to pass. So he says, there shall be no rain for the space of 3.5 years. Hallelujah. Amen. And except at my word. Oh, so this is not, naturally is coming. There's a gift operating here. Hallelujah. You can see that. And, you know, very interestingly, Ahab didn't kill him. Hallelujah. Ahab didn't touch him. Hallelujah. He spoke the word because he had a word from the Lord. He had faith in that word. Hallelujah. He knew the God of Israel before whom he stands. How did he stand there? Because by James we know he prayed earnestly. So in prayer he stood there. Let's keep that word there. 1 Kings 17 verse 1. He says, and the Lord's... No. 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. Who was of the inhabitants of Gilead and said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel lives before whom I stand. How many of you stand before God? Hallelujah. You stand before God, you will not be afraid to stand before men. Amen. Hallelujah. And you stand there not on your merit, but on Jesus' merit. Hallelujah. You stand there and pray not on your merit, but on his righteousness. Hallelujah. That's the only way to stand. Hallelujah. Every other standing, you will lose power. You will get condemned. You will feel unworthy. Hallelujah. You stand there before God. So he would have stood there in prayer. Hallelujah. So I'm, going between James chapter 5, 17 and 1 Kings. Hallelujah. But he stood there in prayer. Hallelujah. He stood there with the word. So you can see, you stand there with the word of God in prayer. And then comes out a solution for this nation. To save them. Not to destroy them. To save them. Hallelujah. And he goes out there. The gifts of God is operating. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And he delivers. And he comes out. So there shall be no rain. Hallelujah. No dew. That means forget about rain. There shall not even be wet grass in the morning. Wow. That means... this is some power. Can you imagine how much of things has to be connected for in a particular area for 3.5 years, no clouds should come. No dew should come. No rain should come. How much of science and technology and power you need to bypass to make that happen? But prayer did. Hallelujah. He prayed earnestly. Your prayer, earnest prayer, before God as the righteousness of God creates tremendous power. Hallelujah. It can change anything. It can change anything. So don't worry about Ahab. You know, to destroy Herod, God just used a small thing called as worms. It's a small thing. Not a big thing. He was eaten by worms and died. Who stretched his hands towards the church? He was eaten by worms and died. It's a small thing. So you don't have to worry about the problem. Hallelujah. A small thing can just take care of it. Small thing. Hallelujah. So don't magnify what's going around. Just a small thing, like a worm, can fix that problem. Oh, glory. Amen. Stay with me. Don't leave me. Hallelujah. We're going somewhere. I hope I'll be able to take you there in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the whole plan. Amen. So, praise God. So, let's continue to read verse 2. It says, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, verse 2, get you hence and turn you eastward and hide yourself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. So, there is a specific direction. Turn eastward. I mean, saying, take a right here, take a left. Then you go straight and then you will see that junction. Like that, very specific. Hallelujah. He says, turn eastward and go to this brook called Cherith. Hallelujah. And then he says, it shall be that you shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens came. Ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. Whoa! Hallelujah! So you can see here, God is giving him some specific direction. And he said, turn eastward and go to this brook called Brook Cherith, which is by Jordan. Hallelujah! And he said, why you have to be there? Because there's going to be this time of famine. There's not going to be no rain. Hallelujah. But he said, I have commanded somebody. Not a man. He has commanded the ravens. I mean, they are kind of a little ugly. Hallelujah. And they are basically, if you get a, give them a choice, they will only eat meat. Hallelujah. So you go and Google it, you will see this not so pretty looking bird. Hallelujah. So the ravens have been commanded by the Lord. Who commanded? The Lord commanded the ravens. Can the Lord command somebody to take care of you? Yeah. What's that problem that you're going through? Can the Lord command somebody to take care of that problem? Oh yeah. Does he command today? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He does. Doesn't matter what's going around. Somebody has been commanded to take care of you. Woo! The ravens have been commanded. You know, you don't have to worry about too many things. The command has been given. Hallelujah. To take care of you. But the problem is, the ravens have been commanded to take care of you there. Not where Elijah was. I mean, I like Samaria. You know, I like Jordan side, this side of Jordan. No, raven's not going to come there. The raven's going to come this place called there. There is a place called there. Hallelujah. I'm in a place called there. Hallelujah. Oh man, I was on my way to die, but God brought me to a place called there. And I'm settled. I'm living for Jesus. I'm married to a beautiful wife. I have family here. Where is that? It's a place called there. Hallelujah. The raven won't come to where Elijah was. I mean, Elijah says, you know, this bird is so bad. I need peacock to bring it. Not going to work. You can't tell the Lord, do this way. Hallelujah. Your plan or your part is to obey. Obedience always brings in the provision of God. Obedience always brings in the power of God. Hallelujah. So all that you need to do is, am I there? Am I in this place called there? Hallelujah. And he said he brought bread and meat. Wow. In the time of famine, he's having steak and toast. In the time of famine, he's having steak. Morning, he says, thank you, Lord, for this food. They come. Bread, meat. Bread and meat. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. And in the evening, again they bring bread and meat. For me, the biggest surprise is the raven is not even touching it. He said, today, I just want the flavor. I don't need the meat. the flavor is enough for me. Because he's been commanded. The ravens. Hallelujah. Guess who would have been eating this bread and meat in the time of famine? I think only the king. So he was nourished and taken care like how it's from the king's table. In the time of famine. Hallelujah. This is not just for 1 week. If you would read and, you know, try to study it, it is a long period of time. In the 3.5 period, a big chunk of time is here. He's in the brook. He's drinking water. He's having food in the morning. Meat and toast. Meat and toast. I mean, it would have stirred him up to pray some more. Hallelujah. It would have stirred him up to believe God for some more and enjoy that provision, because God needs to nourish this man to bring his whole plan to purpose to save that nation. Hallelujah. How many of you have a plan which has nations connected to it? Hallelujah. How many of you have a plan that involves the salvation of nation? That's the plan. If it's just for me to rise in this and come in this and have this, brother, I think you are not there. Ah, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Say it there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He commanded. I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. Brother John, we will read verse 2 to 6 there.
ಕರ್ತನ ಮಾತು ಅವನಿಗೆ ಉಂಟಾಗಿ, ನೀನು ಈ ಸ್ಥಳವನ್ನು ಬಿಟ್ಟು ಪೂರ್ವ ದಿಕ್ಕಿಗೆ ಹೋಗಿ ಯೋರ್ದಾನಿಗೆ ಎದುರಿರುವ ಕಿರಿತ್ ಹಳ್ಳದ ಬಳಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಅಡಗಿಕೊಂಡಿರು. ನೀನು ಆ ಹಳ್ಳದ ನೀರನ್ನು ಕುಡಿಯುವಿ, ನಿನಗೆ ಆಹಾರವನ್ನು ತಂದು ಕೊಡಲು ನಾನು ಕಾಗೆಗಳಿಗೆ ಆಜ್ಞಾಪಿಸಿದ್ದೇನೆ ಎಂದು ಹೇಳಿದನು. ಹೋಗಿ ಕರ್ತನ ಮಾತಿನ ಹಾಗೆ ಮಾಡಿದನು. ಅಂದರೆ ಅವನು ಹೋಗಿ ಯೋರ್ದಾನಿಗೆ ಎದುರಿರುವ ಕಿರಿತ್ ಹಳ್ಳದ ಬಳಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ವಾಸವಾಗಿದ್ದನು. ಕಾಗೆಗಳು ಅವನಿಗೆ ಉದಯದಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ಸಾಯಂಕಾಲದಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ರೊಟ್ಟಿಯನ್ನು ಮಾಂಸವನ್ನು ತಕ್ಕೊಂಡು ಬಂದವು. ಅವನು ಆ ಹಳ್ಳದ ನೀರನ್ನು ಕುಡಿಯುತ್ತಿದ್ದನು.
Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? God can do anything. Hallelujah. You know, if you have read Exodus, you know, it says, I am the Lord that heals you. We hear that great word. He proclaims himself as the healer. And he said that, he declared that when he turned a bitter water into sweet water. And through a picture of the cross. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? The whole bitter molecules just got transformed into sweet things. He's our Father. He's our God. That's His power. Hallelujah. So as long as Elijah was there, the provision was there. See, this is not just about provision or healing. Is about the place is called there is a place about something in the will of God for you and for me. Hallelujah. Being in the will of God. Being in the will of God. Doing the will of God. Jesus said, I have meat to eat. And that is to do His will and to finish His work. And Bible says, you know, when He said, when I do that, it's like food that nourishes me. Hallelujah. It takes care of me. Hallelujah. So here is this man here, as long as here. If he said, you know, I'd like to go to Samaria or at least Damascus, the ravens won't come. But as long as he was there, the provision was there. The supply is there. Hallelujah. The supply is where God called you to be. Hallelujah. So you can be away from that place. But thank God for 1 John 1:9. I'm sure you've been hearing that. If you have been hearing through our messages online, hallelujah, you would have been stirred up about that verse. I'm so stirred up about that verse than any other time this time. Because we've been hearing again and again. And I need to hear some more. Same verse? Yeah, same verse. Some more. I need to just get blasted. Oh, hallelujah. That I'd be so much in sync with that. Hallelujah. And let's continue to read verse 7. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him saying, Arise, get you to Zarephath, and which belonged to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. Wow. Amen. It's not that every time God has to do the same way. Hallelujah. No, God's not going to use the same channel every time. You know, you're talking about God. Amen. You can't put him in one engineering thing and say, it only passes like this. He can change the whole thing upside down and do something new. Hallelujah. It can be totally different from how he has done before. Because he's Father. He's big God. He's big daddy. That's how he does things. Hallelujah. That's his style. Amen. Hallelujah. So he says, now the brook is dried. Hallelujah. The water is drying. Hallelujah. Now Elijah has to move. If he says, no, I like this toast and bread. I want to stay here some more. I don't like going to that Zarephath. Hallelujah. I want to stay here. The ravens won't come. This time it's not ravens. It's a widow that has been commanded Hallelujah. And the interesting part is, she herself didn't know she has been commanded. Hallelujah. So she says, I have commanded a widow. So God, can God command somebody to do something for you?
Yeah.
I don't have to command. That's the mystic. Hallelujah. As long as we are here, there's this thing called as mud, where we live inside, you know, this body. Hallelujah. So everything that comes out of it can have that flavor. Hallelujah. And so when things happen, you can just add some mud into it and change things, which is basically for you or the curse. So you have to be careful. Even if I say, check, there's mud or the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. And take only the spirit. Throw the mud and have mercy on me. And pray for me that he will not mix any more mud. I mean, that's how the body is supposed to be. Because as long as you are in this earth, you're going to face mud. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So here it says that, amazing. He says, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. See, there is a place. It's not in Brook Cherith. It's not in the side of Jordan. It's not in Samaria, but in this Zarephath. And in that place, there is a widow. That's the place called there for Elijah at that time. At that time. Not like you find out one thing, that's it. You don't going to seek God for anymore. Hallelujah. That's why we started by saying he's our controller. He's, you know, hallelujah. He can control. Hallelujah. So, a place called there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, he arose and went to Zarephath, and he came to the gate of the city. Behold, the widow woman was there. You know, you enter there, the perfect alignment, divine appointment. She's right there. She's there. Hallelujah. And then it says, and was gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray you, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Amen. So he straight away asked for the provision because the Lord has commanded, right? Hallelujah. This is very interesting. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray you, a morsel of bread in your hand. Wow. He's there to receive his provision. I mean, there's nothing going to shorten it. He said, Lord has commanded. He has come. Give me bread. Give me water. Hallelujah. And look at the God's woman of faith and power. What is she going to say? Let's see. What is he going to say? She's going to say some words of faith. He said, as the Lord God lives, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks, not five, two. Two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son that we may eat it and die. Wow. What a faith is released there. There's no faith there. This woman even know God has commanded her. Hallelujah. But God told Elijah, I have commanded. You know, many of you are in places which you don't even know that you are an answer to. Amen? You are sitting there, not even knowing you are the answer to that place. Hallelujah. You are being divinely assigned and put there by heaven's agenda. You are the miracle for them. You are that doorway of power for them. Hallelujah. Amen. It happens to all of us. Hallelujah. But praise God. Let's see what happens here. And Elijah said unto her, fear not. See, that's all fear, right? There's no faith there. There's only death. Hallelujah. So you need to throw away all that to hear God. You can't be in fear and hearing God. I don't think you can watch the news and hear God. I don't think that you can be full of what's going around in the world and be so occupied by it and say, I'm hearing God. No. You need to put away, separate those things. Hallelujah. Like those, you know, layers, just takes of those things. Hallelujah. And then it says, fear not, go and do as you have said. He said, do whatever you said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me after make it for you and for your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel. See, the gift is operating here. The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. Wow, that's a tall, long thing. Hallelujah. Until this period is over, you're not going to lack anything. But he said, do it for me, and then do it for you and your household. Hallelujah. So people take this verse and, you know, twist it and give me the only thing that you have. Give the bread and the thing. That's what you should give. Give the bread. Anyway, let's come back. Hallelujah. So this is for her specifically. This is not to all the widows in Zarephath. This is only for that widow. Hallelujah. Whom the Lord has commanded. Can you imagine? See, when Elijah spoke that word, something would have happened to her. She would have heard God. She would have received that command, the control. Hallelujah. So with that, she went and made. She gave to Elijah. Went back and looked. There's still provision. There's supply there. She ate and her son ate. Hallelujah. The next day, same thing. Next day, she would give to the man of God, and then they will have for her themselves. So she was living on daily miracles. Every day, till the 3.5 was over, every day, Elijah, as long as he was in that place called there, he was nourished. That house was nourished. Hallelujah. That house was taken care. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I think we didn't read this. We'll read from verse 7 to 13. I mean, 14.
ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ಕಾಲವಾದ ಮೇಲೆ ಏನಾಯಿತಂದರೆ ದೇಶದಲ್ಲಿ ಮಳೆ ಇಲ್ಲದಿದ್ದರಿಂದ ಆ ಹಳ್ಳವು ಬತ್ತಿ ಹೋಯಿತು. ಕರ್ತನ ವಾಕ್ಯವು ಅವನಿಗೆ ಉಂಟಾಗಿ ನೀನೆದ್ದು ಚಿದೋನನಿಗೆ ಸೇರಿದ ಚರಾಪ್ತೆಗೆ ಹೋಗಿ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ವಾಸವಾಗಿರು. ಈಗೋ ನಿನ್ನನ್ನು ಸಂರಕ್ಷಣೆ ಮಾಡಲು ಅಲ್ಲಿರುವ ಒಬ್ಬ ವಿಧವೆಗೆ ಆಜ್ಞಾಪಿಸಿದ್ದೇನೆ ಅಂದನು. ಹಾಗೆಯೇ ಅವನೆದ್ದು ಚರಾಪ್ತೆಗೆ ಹೋಗಿ ಪಟ್ಟಣದ ಬಾಗಿಲ ಬಳಿಗೆ ಬಂದಾಗ ಇಗೋ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಒಬ್ಬ ವಿಧವೆಯು ಕಟ್ಟಿಗೆಗಳನ್ನು ಆರಿಸಿಕೊಳ್ಳುತ್ತಿದ್ದಳು. ಅವನು ಅವಳನ್ನು ಕರೆದು, ನೀನು ದಯಮಾಡಿ ಕುಡಿಯುವುದಕ್ಕೂ ಪಾತ್ರೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ನೀರನ್ನು ತಕ್ಕೊಂಡು ಬಾ ಅಂದನು. ಅವಳು ತಕ್ಕೊಂಡು ಬರಲು ಹೋಗಿ ತಿರುವಾಗ ಅವನು ಅವಳನ್ನು ಕರೆದು, ನೀನು ದಯಮಾಡಿ ನಿನ್ನ ಕೈಯಲ್ಲಿ ರೊಟ್ಟಿ ತುಂಡನ್ನು ನನಗೆ ತಕ್ಕೊಂಡು ಬಾ ಅಂದನು. ಅದಕ್ಕೆ ಅವಳು, ನಿನ್ನ ದೇವರಾದ ಕರ್ತನ ಜೀವದಾಣೆ ಮಡಿಕೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಒಂದು ಹಿಡಿ ಹಿಟ್ಟು ತುಂಬಿದೆಯಲ್ಲ, ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ಎಣ್ಣೆಯು ಹೊರತಾಗಿ ನನಗೆ ಬೇರೇನೂ ಇಲ್ಲ. ಈಗೋ ನಾನು ನನ್ನ ಕುಮಾರನನ್ನು ಅದನ್ನು ತಿಂದು ಸತ್ತು ಹೋಗುವ ಹಾಗೆ ಅದನ್ನು ನನಗೆ ಅವನಿಗೆ ಸಿದ್ಧ ಮಾಡಲು ಎರಡು ಕಟ್ಟಿಗೆಗಳನ್ನು ಕೂಡಿಸಿಕೊಂಡಿದ್ದೇನೆ ಅಂದಳು. ಆಗ ಎಲಿಯನು ಅವನಿಗೆ, ಭಯಪಡಬೇಡ, ನೀನು ಹೋಗಿ ನಿನ್ನ ಮಾತಿನ ಪ್ರಕಾರವೇ ಮಾಡು. ಆದರೆ ಮೊದಲು ಅದರಲ್ಲಿ ಒಂದು ಚಿಕ್ಕ ರೊಟ್ಟಿ ಮಾಡಿ ನನ್ನ ಬಳಿಗೆ ತಕೊಂಡು ಬಾ. ತರುವಾಯ ನಿನಗೆ ನಿನ್ನ ಮಗನನ್ನು ಸಿದ್ಧ ಮಾಡಿಕೋ. ಕರ್ತನು ಭೂಮಿಯ ಮೇಲೆ ಮಳೆಯನ್ನು ಕೊಡುವವರೆಗೂ ಮಡಿಕೆಯಲ್ಲಿರುವ ಹಿಟ್ಟು ತೀರುವುದಿಲ್ಲ, ತುಂಬಿಗೆ ಇರುವ ಎಣ್ಣೆಯು ಮುಗಿಯುವುದಿಲ್ಲ ಎಂದು ಇಸ್ರಾಯೇಲನಿಗೆ ದೇವರಾದ ಕರ್ತನು ಹೇಳಿ ತಾನೇ ಅಂದನು.
ಹಾಲೆಲೂಯಾ, ಆಮೆನ್. ಸೊ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೀ ದಟ್ ಎಲೈಜಾ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಎ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ವೇರ್ ದೇರ್ ವಾಸ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಬಂಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಹೌಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಅಬಂಡೆನ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಫೆಡ್ ಎಲೈಜಾ. ನೋ, ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಲೆಡ್ ಟು ಎ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ವೇರ್ ದೇ ದೆಮ್ಸೆಲ್ವ್ಸ್ ಲಿವ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಲ್ಯಾಕ್. Hallelujah. And where they have a divine secret of God with them, which they didn't even know about.
For 10 years.
ನನ್ನ ತಾಯಿ ಕೂಡ 10 ವರ್ಷಗಳ ಕಾಲ ಅವರು ವಿಧವೆ ಆಗಿದ್ರು.
See where I am.
ಇಲ್ಲಿ ನೋಡು, ಇವಾಗ ನಾನು ಎಲ್ಲಿದ್ದೀನಿ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I didn't become a scientist.
ನಾನೊಬ್ಬ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಆಗಿಲ್ಲ.
I didn't become a PhD.
ನಾನು PhD ಏನು ಹೊಂದಿಲ್ಲ.
I became a preacher.
ನನ್ನ ಸೇವಕನಾಗಿದ್ದೇನೆ.
Because he cares for the widow.
ಯಾಕಂದ್ರೆ ಆತನು ವಿಧವೆಗೆ ಕೂಡ ಕಾಳಜಿ ವಹಿಸುತ್ತಾನೆ.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if God speaks to your heart,
ದೇವರು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಹೃದಯ ಹತ್ರ ಮಾತಾಡುವಾಗ
ಅದನ್ನು
ವಿಧೇಯರಾಗಿರಿ.
Amen. But if he doesn't speak to your heart,
ನಿಮ್ಮ ಹೃದಯಕ್ಕೆ ಮಾತಾಡಿಲ್ಲ ಅಂದ್ರೆ,
It's just information.
ಅದು ಬರೀ ಒಂದು ಇನ್ಫಾರ್ಮೇಶನ್ ಆಗಿರುತ್ತೆ, ಮಾಹಿತಿ ಆಗಿರುತ್ತೆ.
So keep listening.
ಅದರಿಂದ ನಾವು ಕಿವಿ ಕೊಡಬೇಕು.
We're going to get ready for communion now.
ಕರ್ತನ ಮೇಜನ್ನು ಹೊಂದಿಲ್ಲ.
And I read Acts chapter 2, verse 42. This is how the church was. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, and in prayers. Hallelujah. Maybe we can hear that.
ಅವರು ಅಪೋಸ್ತಲರ ಬೋಧನೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಅನ್ಯೂನ್ಯತೆಯಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ರೊಟ್ಟಿ ಮುರಿಯುವುದರಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ಪ್ರಾರ್ಥನೆಗಳಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ನಿರಂತರಾಗಿ ಸ್ಥಿರಚಿತ್ತರಾಗಿದ್ದರು.
So that's church. That is church.
ಅದು ಸಭೆ ಆಗಿರುತ್ತದೆ.
Amen. If you want to know what church is, this is how church is.
ನಿಮ್ಗೆ ಸಭೆ ಏನಂತ ಗೊತ್ತಾಗಬೇಕಂದ್ರೆ ಇದೇ ಸಭೆ ಆಗಿರುತ್ತೆ.
Why do you have church? Why, what is the need for the church? What is the need?
ಯಾವ ಕಾರಣಕ್ಕೆ ನೀವು ಸಭೆಯನ್ನು ನಡೆಸ್ತಾ ಇರೋದು?
That is church.
ಆ ವಚನದಿಂದನೇ ನಡೆಸ್ತಾ ಇರೋದು.
People continuing.
ಜನರು ಯಾವಾಗಲೂ ಮುಂದೆ ಓರಿಯೋದು.
They are not stopping.
ಅವ್ರು ನಿಲ್ಲುತ್ತಾ ಇಲ್ಲ.
Continue.
ಯಾವಾಗಲೂ ಮುಂದೆ ಓರಿಯೋದು.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So church is a place of continuing.
ಓ ಸಭೆ ಎಂತ ಜಾಗ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಯಾವಾಗಲೂ ಮುಂದೆ ಹೋಗುವುದು.
Continuing doing what?
ಏನು ಮಾಡೋದು?
Holding tight to certain things.
ಓ ಕೆಲವು ವಿಷಯಗಳನ್ನು ಭದ್ರತೆಯಿಂದ ಹೊಂದಿಕೊಳ್ಳುವುದು.
That means you keep holding to it.
ಆ ಒಂದು ವಾಕ್ಯವನ್ನ ಯಾವಾಗಲೂ ಹೊಂದಿಕೊಳ್ಳುವುದು.
Apostles' doctrine.
ಅಪೋಸ್ತಲರ ಒಂದು ಡಾಕ್ಟ್ರಿನ್.
Amen. Doctrine means teaching.
ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತಗಳು.
Amen. Praise God. You hold it properly.
ಅದನ್ನು ಯಾವಾಗಲೂ ನಾವು ಭದ್ರವಾಗಿ ಇಟ್ಕೊಳ್ಬೇಕು.
Then fellowship.
ಮತ್ತೆ ಅನ್ಯೂನ್ಯತೆಯಿಂದ ಇರಬೇಕು.
Amen. Hallelujah. You cannot stay far away and not say hallelujah by the web and be in fellowship. You have to say amen, hallelujah, holy-luya, whatever. But you better say something. Hallelujah. Otherwise, you're not in fellowship. Praise God. We are supposed to have some communion through the WhatsApp, through the, you know, not just your boss in the working place all the time in fellowship with you. The believers have to be in fellowship.
Amen.
Amen. You put on the screen, you tune the this and that, you turn the thing and all you see is your boss telling you, do this, do that, do the other. No, you have to listen to fellowship from believers. Amen. And you continue. You don't stop it. If you stop it, something is going wrong. You have to continue. Continue. Steadfast. You have to protect it. Amen. Steadfast. Steadfast. That is something you have to hold on to. Amen? We meet every week. Whether there's lockdown, lock up, lock zero, it's 5.0, 1.3, whatever, we meet. We see each other, we laugh, we pat each other, we eat. We are not scared of anything. We are not scared. Even if his grandfather comes, we are not scared. Jesus did not send us to the earth to be scared. Are you getting this? Can you command that into Kannada also, brother?
ಬಹಳಷ್ಟು ಜನರು ನಮ್ಮ ಮೇಲೆ ಕೂಡ ಸಭೆ ಮೇಲೆ ಕೂಡ ಬಹಳಷ್ಟು ಒತ್ತಾಯ ಮಾಡ್ತಾರೆ ಒಟ್ಟಿಗೆ ಸೇರ್ಬಾರ್ದು ಎಂಬುದಾಗಿ, ಆದರೂ ಕೂಡ ಅವ್ರ ತಂದೆ ಅವರ ತಾತ ಬಂದರೂ ಕೂಡ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ನಿಲ್ಸಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಸಾಧ್ಯ ಇಲ್ಲ.
I'm telling you the truth. Whatever is coming, delta, beta, gamma, alphabet, all, I don't care. I will continue. I am built to continue. That is instruction from heaven. Hogi! Continue! That's what I will do. Till Jesus comes. Continue doing what? Tana, tana, tana. No, continue doing those things. Continue in apostles' doctrine. Continue in fellowship with the brethren. Are you seeing that? Prayers, breaking of bread, communion taking and praying. Communion taking, that's church. That is what we continue. If you don't continue, I can't guarantee. I don't know what will happen to you. I cannot guarantee. But on the word, I can guarantee. If you continue like this, it will be different. Kandita, it's guaranteed. That's why I'm still here. Otherwise, I won't be here. We all have symptoms. We all have feelings. We all have everything that is out there. We are also going through it. But we wipe all that and continue. Next day, we put our leg. Next day, we put our leg. Next day, we just go. One by one by one. Half the year is over. Amen? Just sitting like this. In one room. No, no, no. That's not what he said. Amen? When he went to heaven, they were scared. Where is he gone? They were hiding. Then he came and said, enough, enough, go. Take the Holy Ghost and go. Amen? No more going and hiding like this. Go. Everything has to bow. You go. Amen? Our Ajji has to bow. Our Ajji. Yar Ajji. Whose Ajji are you talking about? Corona, Kirona, the rest, all of them. Their Ajji has to bow. Amen? Yeah. I hope you got the point. So we are continuing. How many of you are continuing? Don't be scared. The first thing he said, fear not. Fear not. To the widow. She's living like this, dressed in black. I'm a widow. I'm a widow. I will eat it for me and my son and we'll die. Fear not. Go and make for me. That means think about God. Do what you have to do for God. Do the right thing. You will live. Amen? Amen. I don't want to keep preaching away. But you got it, right? That's church. Continue in these things. So breaking of bread, continue. And if you are a girl, a boy, a little child, do the same thing. In the beginning, you won't like it. But later on, you will look for a boy to marry you who's continuing. You won't look for a slacker guy that you have to force him to go to church. You will want a man. You will look for a strong man. Who's a strong man? A man who continues. You say, I like that man. Solid. Not some wimpy guy. Let's do it like this today. I don't feel like coming tomorrow. You won't. That is the joker. He will get you pregnant and leave you on the road. Divorce is like this nowadays. You need a solid guy. A continuing guy. Say continue. That's what I'm talking about. Amen? Praise God. How many of you are planning to divorce? No, you're planning to continue. Say amen. We need about something that continues. Are you planning to divorce? No, we're planning to continue. Are you planning to give up? No, we're planning to continue. It's about continuing. Say continue. To be continued. Not to be ended, to be continued. Amen? Let's take communion. Because we're continuing. Are you excited?
Yes.
Hey. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Ha. God looked from heaven and said, Manuel is the right boy for 2021. He's the boy that I will use in 2021. Imagine that. He looked at you and said, even a 2021 lake I can. Even a correct Allah. That's how he is. Not by chance. Mudi vera ennittunde. Pakka, he knows us, right? He said, you're the boy. Go to 2021. And you came here and said, 2021, what am I doing here? You are continuing. Say continuing. My children are also continuing. Amen? Where are they continuing? They are listening online to some church in the U.S. They're continuing. That's all right. As long as they're in church. You don't have to be in my church. Say amen. I'm not scared about that. People come, people go. But it's nice if God spoke to your heart to stay. Say amen. Are you out there? And if God told you be in that church, be right there. Hallelujah. Are you getting what I'm saying here? They are still growing up. They will figure it out. Amen. See, I have no secrets. Ellan toranga parem. That's my problem. But it's a good problem. I say things openly. Hallelujah. Amen. They are in the ministry. They are doing the word. We eat 2-3 times every week together. That's awesome. That's not how it looked like, but it's working. So these things happen, but we have to continue. Say continue. Hey, come man, let's continue. What is this, yar? Like that. We just continue. Say amen. Say continue. Amen. So from here, I'm going to have lunch with my children. Continue. Amen. How many of you are going to go back home and continue? I mean, nobody's perfect, but we continue. I resign from my job many times, but the next day I continue. Only God knows how many times I've resigned. God knows. But the next day, continue ra. And 30 years have passed. Just continuing, continuing, continuing. Amen. All right, let's take communion. Jesus, thank you for the power to continue. Not to give up on our marriage. Not to give up in the game of life. Not to give up to receive all that you paid for. Oh, we drink this cup for continuing power. Power to continue. Power to go forward. Power to live another day. Power to finish the will of God. Power in the cup. Power in the shed blood. By the blood of the Lamb and word of their testimony, they overcame. They were not afraid of death. They overcame again and again. By this blood, by this broken body, that tortured body, we receive power to continue to operate till we win in every situation. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Let's eat and drink. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good. Some people may say, I prefer you just, online. This other one is too much shouting. Let's get everything. Shouting, dancing, quiet, talking, whatever. Everything must be there. Amen? Shall we do it all? Hallelujah. So if God tells you to be in this church, try to continue. If He tells you to go to some other church, go there and continue. Don't change again. Don't say God told you again. I doubt if you are listening. Amen? But if He tells you to be here, sumne continue. Continue, Mardi. Continue, Mardi. Continue, Mardi. Amen? In that manner, years will pass. Hallelujah. So I'm glad you are continuing. Because of lockdown, some people were not able to continue. Amen? They said, what is the point of being in church? But they are not putting on the program and listening also. No hallelujah, no amen, no praise the Lord, Pastor, nothing. So maybe for 1.5 years they were not listening. Praise God. Because it's, sometimes it's hard to listen to these. Wednesday again. Hallelujah. So you decide. Praise God. Amen. Listen to the word. That word that brought me to this point, I guarantee you it will take care of you. I came to India with nothing. I am taken care of right now. I'm telling you, I'm enjoying my life. But I will never have to beg or borrow from anybody. Are you getting it? I will not apply any pressure on anybody. Let God speak. Amen? So if I'm enjoying, I'm sure you will enjoy. Praise God. I have things to give my children, kept for them already. Are you out there? Yeah. If He can do it for me, I'm sure He can do it for you. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. God is a good God. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about some cheap, dirty God. He's the real deal. If He says it, He'll do it. Amen. Kandittava. He will do it. Amen. Praise God. So if God spoke to your heart to be in this church, to be a part of it, either online or, in the physical, literally sitting here, do it. Amen. And if He speaks to your heart, whatever He tells you to do, do it. Look at yourself and say, I'm just a kaga. God speaks to kagas. Look at yourself and say, I'm just a vidavi. God speaks to widows. Amen. Widows with children, speaks to them. He speaks to whales. He speaks to donkeys. He speaks. Hallelujah. He speaks. Simple. Just obey when you hear Him speak. How do I know it's Him? It must be the word of God. Amen. So now He says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. God will cause men to give to your bosom. With the measure you meet, it shall be measured back to you again. Hallelujah. So I have not reduced, I have increased. Doesn't matter, 2021, 2022, 2025, I don't care. Our gospel is good news. Amen. Praise God. And if you don't like good news, what can I say? I live for good news. Amen. After 30 years, I have no regret. It is painful. After 30 years, I have no regret.
30 ವರ್ಷಗಳ ಕಾಲ ನಂತರ ಕೂಡ ನನಗೆ ಯಾವುದೇ ಒಂದು ಪಶ್ಚಾತ್ತಾಪ ಇಲ್ಲ.
Pastoring is painful.
ಓ ಸಭಾಪಾಲಕರಾಗಿರೋ ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ನೋವು ಇರುತ್ತದೆ.
Very painful.
ಬಹಳಷ್ಟು ನೋವು ಇರಬಹುದು.
But I have no regret.
ಓ ನನಗೆ ಯಾವುದೇ ಒಂದು ಪಶ್ಚಾತ್ತಾಪ ಇಲ್ಲ.
Because it's for Jesus I'm doing it.
ಯಾಕಂದ್ರೆ ನಾನು ಯೇಸುವಿಗೆ ಇದೆಲ್ಲ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇರೋದು.
Not for myself.
ನನಗೋಸ್ಕರ ಅಲ್ಲ.
Why should I be enemies to people?
ನಾನು ಏನಕ್ಕೆ ಜನರ ವೈರಿ ಆಗಿರಬೇಕು?
For what? For fun?
ಯಾಕೆ ಸುಮ್ಮನೆ ತಮಾಷೆಗ?
I like to be happy with everybody.
ಎಲ್ಲರ ಸಂಗಡ ನಾನು ಸಂತೋಷದಿಂದ ಇರಬಹುದು.
But if what I'm preaching makes enemies.
ನಾನು ಏನು ಬೋಧನೆ ಮಾಡ್ತೀನೋ ಅದು ವೈರಿಗಳು ತಂದ್ರೆ.
That's all right.
ಅದು ಪರವಾಗಿಲ್ಲ.
Paul said in Galatians 4, I think it's verse 16, have I become your enemy by telling you the truth?
ಓ ಪೌಲನ್ ಕೂಡ ಗಲಾತ್ಯದ ಪತ್ರಿಕೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ನೋಡ್ತೇವೆ ಆತನು ಆತನ ಜನರಿಗೆ ಸತ್ಯವನ್ನು ಹೇಳಿದಕ್ಕೆ ಆತನ ವೈರಿ ಆಗಿದೆ ನಾ ಎಂಬುದಾಗಿ.
Amen. Is that 4:16? Galatians 4:16, just check and we go home after that. The truth can make enemies.
ಓ ಸತ್ಯವು ಬಹಳಷ್ಟು ವೈರಿಗಳನ್ನು ಮಾಡಬಹುದು.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, it is. Hey, I got it. Been reading the Bible for some years, thank God. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? See, the reason is the truth. Your nose is pointed, but it is bent. When people used to say that to me when I was growing up, I didn't like it. I was born in Africa. I was raised in Africa. And so they would make fun and say, your name is G-U-P-T, which is a short form for Gupta. All the Africans, they make fun of us. I mean, praise God. I grew up like that, in a place like that. So I was very careful. What are they going to say? What are they going to say? So I didn't play football because they were all big guys. The Indian monkey has come. Small fellow. Okay. I'm not playing football. But if I were a believer and in school, it would have been, come on, Indian monkey is here. Let's pray. Are you getting it? But I was just down there. Oh, look at your nose. Gupt. Gupt has come. So I was not very happy with my nose. But today, I'm happy with my nose. This is the nose God gave me. He designed it like that. And he said, you are Gupt. No. He said, you are Indian. Whether they call you Indian monkey or anything, I want you to be Indian. In fact, I want you to be Malayali. I want you not to be Kolayali, but I want you to be Malayali. I had to accept it. Okay. See, when you grow up, it doesn't matter what people say. It matters what God says. But when you're not grown up, what people say affects you so much. We all deal with it. Amen. All of us go through it. He said that. She said that. What did God say? Amen. So I have grown up pretty much, but still when people say, I don't like that pastor. I don't like what he preached. I still feel it. But I have to listen to boss. Boss, what did you say? Preach it, man. Preach it, man. Teach it, man. That's all I have to do. So I resign. And then the next morning I say, boss, what about today? Get ready, man. Let's go. Vele irukku. Pani ide. Kelsa ide. Okay, pa. And I go. Amen. Are you blessed?
Yes.
You're blessed. Bye.